This is the season for personal resolutions and reinventions. We invited you to share your big changes at work, home, and in life. And here's a bit of what we heard back from you.
Hi, my name is Debbie Liberator. I live in Commerce, Georgia, and I'm 61 years old. My husband is a bodybuilder. He is 62. Recently, he started getting into contests, and I was going to the contest, and I was watching all the women. I noticed that I thought I looked better than half the women up there. So the next time a contest came up, I entered, and I competed against younger women, like teens in their 20s and 30s, and I came in third place. When I won, I was shocked, but like now that it's been a couple months, I think I'll probably try it again. Maybe I'll get a first place this time.
My name is Todd Savo. I'm 30 years old, have been living in Chicago for the past 8 years. The one big thing that I'm going to be changing in my apartment for the new year is the fact that I will be joining the 21st century again with getting wireless internet in my apartment. It's time.
Hi, my name is Hope Lawrence of Charlottesville, Virginia. When we were in New York, I worked for Standard & Poor's as a product manager, and David piloted unmanned submarines with the oil companies. And we loved New York. It was a great life. But I just had this dream of having my own business and kind of living in the country. My first son was born. Then my second son was born. And we finally said, yep, this is it. Let's move to the country. I, officially formed the Hudson Henry Baking Company. And we sold our first bag of granola. The big scary leap was not having a paycheck anymore and not having health care. And people say, oh, let's go live the good life, but, the good life is sometimes, it's tough, but I love it. I mean, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
I'm Linda Burke. My husband and I recently decided that we would like to have an adventure, and so we decided that this year we would rid ourselves of all our worldly possessions, except for what would fit in our truck, our camping gear, and the things that we would need on the road, and take off and find the ocean. I've never been to the ocean, and he wants me to see it before we get too much sicker. We're both disabled. He's had two strokes. He's had two major heart attacks. And I have degenerative disc disease and Parkinson's, and it's, progressing. Mine is progressing faster than his. We've narrowed it down to 5 boxes of pictures and mementos and things that really were precious to us, and we stacked those in a friend's attic, bless her heart, and we headed out. There's nothing worse than a regret. Nothing worse than having regrets. Take the chance and do it. Make the changes in your life that you think will help you to grow.
That last voice you heard was Linda Burke. Also, Hope Lawrence, Todd Savala, and Debbie Liberator.